the works of your hands. Who can describe how beautiful you are? Mountains quake at the sound of your voice. Demons flee at the mention of your name. Who can explain the works of your hands? Who can describe how beautiful you are? Mountains quake at the sound of your voice. Demons flee at the mention of your name. Who can explain the works of your hands? Lord, who can describe how beautiful you are? Mountains quake at the sound of your voice.
Demons flee
at the mention of your name.
Stronger.
Hallelujah.
I want to share briefly with you on somewhat, it's really more on how to take possession of what belongs to us. You understand? Sometimes many Christians find themselves struggling between what the Bible says about them and a difference in their day-to-day experience. But there shouldn't be a struggle, really, if one understands this subject in the Word of God. There shouldn't be a struggle. But for many, it's a struggle. I want us to read from St. Matthew's Gospel. And I'll begin by using the subject of healing as an illustration. Matthew chapter 8, from verse 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Bore our sicknesses. It says that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. So let's go to where, now he's talking about Isaiah the prophet, all right? So we go to the book of Isaiah and find where that great prophet of God said those things that were quoted by Matthew. Isaiah chapter number 53. Here he was given a revelation of the coming Christ. Jesus hadn't come yet. And Isaiah was prophesying with the Christ in mind. And speaking of him, from the third verse, he says, he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. He's looking at the suffering of the Messiah when he comes. He sees the suffering of Christ, his passion. And gives us a picture of that crucifixion. So he says, he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That's what Matthew was talking about. He had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Matthew lets us understand that this was the Messiah. Jesus. The two words here that I want you to notice, the first one in Matthew's Gospel, where it says, bear. It says he took our sicknesses. Bear. He bear. And here it says, had borne. In Hebrew, it's translated from the word nasa, born. It means to take or carry away. To take or carry away. In the Greek, it's the word bastazo, meaning to bear away, to to remove and take away. Same thing. The Hebrew connotation is that he takes the burden of one upon himself and carries it away.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us at +1 720 2604 154 or email us at info@ciaurora.org. God bless you.